cities, the fastest growing habitat on the planet. A land of opportunity for animals of all shapes and sizes. This unnatural world presents unique challenges. But for those able to adapt and take advantage of the riches on offer, the urban jungle is quickly becoming the new wild. Home to more than half the world's human population, cities can be hectic and intimidating. Life here moves pretty fast, at least for some. Born into the heart of Singapore, these smooth-coated otter pups are the new kids on the block.
February 11, 1990. The eyes of the world fixed on a prison near Cape Town, Robben Island. It was a name that resonated in every corner of the planet. But the man behind the name remained a mystery. Who had he become in the long years away, and could he live up to all the expectations? The last step on his walk to freedom had begun. The last time the world had seen him was 3 decades earlier on his way into court. The penalty for sabotage was hanging. In his cell, Mandela laboured at a speech that he would deliver from the dock. It amounted to his political will and testament. The name he was given at birth was Kholithlathla, Shaker of Trees, or Troublemaker. He grew up in the royal kraal of the Madiba clan. He had the privilege of a good education at mission school and then at college. When he returned home, his guardian, Yongin Taba, the regent king, expected him to become a tribal councillor. The king had chosen his bride-to-be. But Kholithlathla rebelled. Defying the king, he ran away. Mandela arrived in Johannesburg in 1941 with nothing but his suit and his aristocratic demeanour. In the city, he met a man who would shape his destiny. His name was Walter Sisulu. Mandela was living in a segregated township. He studied law by candlelight. Merging with the voteless masses, he faced the daily indignities of black urban life.